thousands of mourners for one man. Bahraini protesters marched to the hospital where he died in clashes with police the day before. As the demonstration got underway, a second protester was shot and killed. Alerted through Facebook, they converged on Pearl Square by the thousands, filmed here by a France 24 observer. Bahrain is feeling the aftershocks of the Egyptian and Tunisian revolutions. The majority Shiite population is challenging the Sunni regime. On Tuesday, a rare show of damage control by the royal family.
We have asked the Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Jawad bin Salem Al Urayyad, to form a special committee to verify the reasons behind those regrettable incidents that have taken place.
The king also promised to respect freedom of expression and to continue political reform, but protesters are demanding more. They want the prime minister to resign. As the king's uncle, he's been in power for 40 years. They also want political prisoners released, more jobs and housing, and the annulment of the 10-year-old constitution. Bahrain's Shiites say the current so-called national charter is discriminatory. Bahraini officials aren't the only ones worried about the protests. A Formula One boss has voiced concern about next month's Grand Prix.